Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. The DJ Fusion on Madtown's 93.1. Champs.
The Emmys air tonight.
They call this television's biggest night, but only because Taylor Swift won't be at any NFL game.
The People's Choice Award nominees were released last week.
Although, I believe that if people really had a choice, it'd be a way to see less of Taylor Swift during the NFL game.
Kim Kardashian selling her SUV.
The truck's been damaged by a few re-renders, but the SUV's in perfect shape.
Top Gun 3 is in the works.
Tom Cruise's death-defying mid-air stunt will be flying in the window seat of a Boeing 737 MAX.
William Hung recently overcame a gambling addiction.
It actually started going south way back when he picked himself to win American Idol.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are reportedly talking marriage.
Not much is known about the ceremony, except Andy Reid will be next to the cake.
Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters turned 55 yesterday.
Dave's now at the age where he's fighting an enlarged prostate issues more than he is foo.
California may ban youth tackle football for children under the age of 12.
Speaking of football players not being able to tackle, did you see Cleveland's defense on Saturday?
Duolingo has introduced a ChatGPT-powered feature that allows users to simulate real-world conversations.
But still, the most common place to have a phony conversation is when you're in the elevator with a coworker.
Fox News has stopped running ads for MyPillow because the MyPillow guy has stopped paying his ad bills.
In fact, Fox wants him to speak with their lawyer guy.
A new report says that 99% of the U.S. residents have a Mexican restaurant in their county.
99%? It's almost the whole enchilada.
David Spade says hosting an award show is hard.
Unlike coasting off Adam Sandler, which is easy. Really easy.
Hugh Hefner's red velvet smoking jacket is expected to auction for thousands.
Not bad for what's basically herpes with pockets. Maybe they should run a UV light over it first.
Most Def says Drake's music is the kind of stuff you hear when you're shopping at Target.
As opposed to Most Def's music, which you don't really hear anywhere.
Emma Stone said she doesn't want to go on Celebrity Jeopardy because she wants to go on Real Jeopardy.
She also said she won't go on Celebrity Family Feud because she's too scared of Steve Harvey's mustache.
Lindsay Lohan reportedly hurt by the fire crotch joke in the new Mean Girls movie.
The only thing that hurts worse is the actual burning in her crotch.
Neve Campbell says she's open to returning to Scream if she received a respectable offer.
Have you seen the previous ones, then you know that she's not nearly as concerned about an original script.
Three New York City subways have derailed in the past month.
Fortunately, New Yorkers are used to train wrecks, thanks to the Jets.
A gastroenterologist explained why men take longer on the toilet than women.
It's simple. They're masturbating.
An ancient city was found in the Amazon rainforest.
Also found in the Amazon rainforest, a dozen Boeing Max door plugs.
A Volvo crashed through the front door of a Whole Foods market.
It's estimated that the store suffered $15,000 in damage. Yep, a bag of organic apples was smashed.
Mark Zuckerberg says he's now into cattle ranching.
First there was surfing, then there was MMA fighting. Now there's this. Is there anything he can't make uncool?
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion.
Weekdays just after 5:30 on Madtown's 93.1. Jams.